Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Richard, I'm all the way up.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Wait, stop.
I'm all the way up.
Who the fuck is Richard Dreyfuss?
Richard, he's a fucking actor.
God, Jared, what? Jaws.
Yeah.
Jaws.
He's
from fucking
early.
Jaws. Yeah, just remember Jaws.
Nick said that one of my scenes in the movie looked just like him.
You do look like Richard Dreyfuss in the movie at one point.
You actually agree with that?
I don't know why, but when I look at you right now, Jared, I feel like I want to call you Menopause Jared for some reason.
What? Menopause?
It makes no sense, but I want to call you Menopause Jared.
Menopause.
I thought Richard Dreyfuss was a black comedian.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Who's
no.
that then?
God, why would I look like a black comedian?
I don't know.
It makes no sense.
Oh, my God. You're thinking of Richard Pryor.
Yes!
I can't even.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
We just took a breathalyzer.
Yeah,
and it was fun. I'm a little embarrassed.
Yeah, what did you blow, Matt?
What did you blow on that
breathalyzer?
This is super funny. Matt's. He blew a 1 point what?
No, a point, point one, two.
A point 1 2, and then Matt goes, "No, this is broken. No way." Matt.
You're almost double the legal limit already.
Dude, why? I'm sitting here sober, and I was like, "There's no way."
I'm sitting here sober.
He feels sober.
I'm sitting here sober.
Listen,
not a doctor, but I'm.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Drinking Bros. Matt Best. That's Matt Best. This is the Drinking Bros podcast.
Listen, I'm gonna be
if you
more.
You don't have a 0.012 or
it's
higher.
It's a point one two,
Ross.
So yes, I need an Uber home because the driving limit's 0.08, which I do not pass. But
hey, I'm an Uber.
We got a long night.
Yeah.
We got a long night.
You're well under the legal limit when you blew. So.
When I blew, we're still good.
Yeah.
It's just like
Rocco is your Uber. If you press the button of Uber, would it just show up? Oh, he's already in your fucking house.
Yeah. I actually set my settings to only Rocco, so no one else can Uber driver me.
Only Big Pop.
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. You know, hey, you know what else?
Even though
I'm
sober, I'll need to drive home. Yeah. Oh.
No. You know what you could do? You could sit in the back seat of that Uber and chew on a pepperoni stick from Carnivore Club.
Oh,
yeah.
Pepperoni.
Get a little meat in that belly. That'll take your 0.12 down to a 0.06.
Oh. Yeah.
Get you behind the wheel again.
Yeah.
You can sit down and eat a whole salami,
I've heard
some spicy, spreadable pork.
I heard
they
do. From Carnivore Club do that.
Yeah.
Do.
Yeah. Sometimes I eat them with my ass.
So what you need to do is you need to go to carnivoreclub.co,
yeah.
Type in your credit card information, get yourself a box full of tasty meats delivered directly to your door every single month. Use the promo code
DRINKINBROS.
And you get 10% off your first box. You can eat them in the back seat of a fucking Uber.
You know how much I like Ubers.
Know how much you like Ubers.
Yeah,
every
driver in the city of El Paso has been to your house.
By the way, listening to yours and Nat's podcast, and you're making fun of me like, oh, JT probably texted that Uber driver. Yeah, I did. We chatted a little bit, and I even got the photos because we did have photos.
We did hang out with an Uber driver.
Yeah.
You're a chronic Uber driver hanger-outer.
Well, I mean, they're interesting.
They're
semi-rapey. It's cool.
Semi-rapey.
But if they try to get rapey,
you got to get the Tartarus Ordnance.com. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, the home defense ammo.
We have some here right now.
See, something,
oh, wow.
Ross, something.
You got some ammo with you?
Yeah,
something to know about the Drink Bros podcast. We're always carrying on the podcast.
There's always a gun.
You know why we're always carrying? Because I wish a motherfucker would.
Every time I hear their name, I get hungry because it reminds me of that sauce you put on a fish sandwich.
Yeah.
Hey, McDonald's, what is it? The fish mix shit?
It's called a fuck.
It's called a fuck?
Fucking drunk.
It's called a. This is one
What's
of my favorite.
What's she order? Fish filet?
It's a fish filet sandwich.
What's she order? Fish filet?
A fish filet.
Well, the thing with that is it has so much tartar sauce in it.
It's
so good.
It's a lot.
It's so good.
Yeah, so it's hey, like with, sweat, with this, this is Tartarus, TARTARUSORDNANCE.com. You can get 10% off all your ammunition by putting in the promo code Drinking Bros. Hey, they're also dealing arms now, and that's real thing.
They are, and
they sold a 50 cal the other day.
Yeah,
they're
real good dudes, man. I spent some time on the phone with them and stuff, and they told me how they do semi reloads, but it's dope ammo, and I like what they got going on. So shout out to them. And
hey, man, here's the thing: when Matt, when you verify that, or you back it. I mean, I believe it because you have more experience than the guys in this room of shooting. So,
well, I appreciate that.
When Matt puts his back into something,
it's just,
you know it.
You know I'm coming. Wait, what?
What? If he backs up on it, if he backs up on it,
can my nickname be 0.12?
Dude, we should just get you a shirt.
Wait, we should do it after the podcast is over and see how much it's gone up.
Permanent 0.12. Wow, we got guys chugging shit back there.
Dude, yeah.
Is that the... What are you chugging it for?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Dude, we're about to party.
Sorry, for you guys that don't know
what's
happening.
What is happening over there? You want to describe it right quick?
Yeah, so the Drinking Bro office right now, we have Eli... who literally just chugged 1/3 bottle of Lead Slingers.
Without a fucking mark on his face.
Oh, my. Dude.
Oh, boy.
And then you have Lee.
That's excessive.
Leo Jenkins won't
that's
be tough.
No, don't do it. Oh, my God. And so now Leah's going into. No, this is real.
Guys.
You're going to kill yourself.
Guys.
Stop it. No. Oh, my God.
Holy fuck. Look
Stop.
At Eli. Look at Eli.
Are you fucking kidding me?
How much of the bottle is gone?
Eli just took the whole bottle, Ross.
You know, he just took the whole bottle. I'm Snapchatting it right now, and Leo is going for it as well. But I'm running out of time.
Leo's a little harder because he blew
No.
Let's, 2+.
I don't need to be. Oh my God,
boys, let's be safe.
Holy shit!
Yeah, this is getting. No, Leo. Oh my God, I feel like a dad right now.
I'm saving that. I know. Feel like I know. A dad. I'm like, boys,
put it away.
Boys,
get off the roof. Get off the shed.
Boys,
get off
don't
the
play
shed.
With the fucking knives.
Get off the shed.
Stop trying to fuck with the pit bull's food.
Man, hey, my only plea to you is put down the bottle.
Yeah.
And call in the strike force. Call in the strike force. Energy.com. Oh,
hey, they just
there's
sent me,
nothing
they just
like
sent me
some strike force to get shit set off for you.
Dude, I will say the book you and I are working on, Ross, Strike Force was our go-to for that whole entire writing sesh.
Dude, Strike Force Energy is the shit.
I hadn't had it. You sold me on it. It's fucking amazing.
I know. Now you drink it every day. My wife drinks it every day. I drink this goddamn shit every day. It is the tastiest shit of all time. It's better than Red Bull. It's better than any other energy drink. You just dump a little in your bottle. They have a subscription. You get 20% off for typing in the promo code Drinking Bros, and they ship anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the entire world for $6.
Hey, they just sent me some,
it's a fucking steal.
They just sent me some.
Dude,
and it's
you'll
so
get hooked, Rocco.
Good, dude. It is so fucking good. I've been waking up early and fucking throwing it in my drinks. I throw it in my water so it's not so fucking bullshit, right? But that goddamn energy is fucking stupid.
Well, because it
gave me the feeling.
It's
of,
got
like,
the B vitamins, so it's like, it's a chill one. It's not the shaky
that's
fucking
exactly
caffeinated.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
I dig it. Because I did it pre-workout because I didn't have pre-workout in North Carolina.
Yeah,
chill.
I put it in my water.
Look,
I
got a subscription to it. So go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in Drinking Bros promo code, you get 20% off your first box.
I've got like a big water bottle, so like when I wake up, I do a Strike Force in it, but then like the next three waters I have, I still got the taste and it tastes good and I like it.
It's like
really
it's like a
it.
Flavored water bottle.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing that keeps you going all night. I'm all jacked up on it tonight.
Leo needs
I tried two for the first time the other day and I got rug burn on my dick.
wait, why?
From excessive masturbating.
Too fast.
You were too fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got an Indian burn.
Wow.
Were you rubbing it the wrong way?
Possibly the wrong way. But I mean, the reason why I had to rub my dick so fast is because I was reading one of the greatest books ever written.
Oh, which was that?
I mean,
what was it, Jared?
It's a classic. It's a Western. It is.
Is
at night she cries while he rides his steed. A romance novel for dudes.
Only dudes.
Oh, God. It's only the greatest book ever written, the funniest book of all time. It makes Mark Twain look like Caitlyn Jenner. That's how goddamn funny
that
it is.
That needs to go in an ad.
Wow.
That needs to be
should.
An ad. That needs
it
to be a
should be the
poster.
Fucking ad for it.
This
I
love
it
that.
Really
like
should.
Mark Twain look like Caitlyn Jenner. I think we could make that viral.
Hey, we need
I think we could.
Franklin's going to go ahead and make a meme out of that, please.
By the way, yeah, Franklin,
you know
you're
job.
The first one to listen to
Franklin
this.
Franklin Chambliss.
Always.
Franklin.
Always.
We want a meme. We want an advertisement made for At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed with the quote, makes Mark Twain look like Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
By the way, Ross, yes. I did want to tell you, I tried the elbows up.
Above the rim. You tried elbows above the rim.
I tried it, and I missed the entire toilet, and I got it all over my bare feet.
Oh, God.
What?
Nothing.
You dumped out on your bare feet in your own bathroom?
No, it wasn't my bathroom. It was at a friend's.
Yes, no, I'm going to tell you right now. I woke up early in the morning to go take a piss, and it was wet on the floor.
That wasn't me.
I'm going to tell you right now.
That wasn't me.
Based in the shower. It wasn't me.
Hey, Ross, tell me right now, and Matt, you too. Who's the one motherfucker when we drink and all of a sudden there's wet on the floor, we assume it is?
It's because Jared. I have a deep
one, two,
urethra.
Three.
Yeah.
That's Jared.
It always sprays all over everywhere. I don't know how to control it.
No, like no, that is not that is setting, not true, Jared.
That's setting
that is
on
not
one
true.
Of those multi you know, need, squirt things. Like, you need just like
the shower head. Yeah. Just,
Jared,
just,
you no. need to be permanent sit down and piss guy.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You should just sit down and piss.
I don't want to do
you're
that.
You're permanent shower pisser.
Yeah.
Hey, Ross, before we get into the shenanigans, too, we got one more that hit us up today, which is, of course, our favorite thing when we're all hungover in the morning is Black Rifle Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Or love, the most
love
delicious
Black
shit
Black
in the world.
Rifle. Hey, by the way, I'm out of that. Is there a subscription for it, by the way?
There there is. And actually, funny, I don't know if you meant that segue, but that's great because...
Come on, Matt. You're talking to the fucking best in the biz.
You are. you suck at skee-ball, but we'll get into that later in the podcast. But if you go to drink,
you're best in the biz at backseat dick sucking.
If you go,
Never done it. Blackriflecoffee.com.
If you type in drinking bros or drinking bros, they did both because they figure you're drunk. You get 20% off your first coffee club membership, which is dope. It's a veteran-owned business. They do premium roasts. It's if you mix it with Lead Slingers, it's probably my favorite thing.
I love that.
And obviously, I'm consistently fucking
same
drunk.
Here.
Not even lying, like not even bullshitting. I like mixing Lead Slingers with Killcliff.
It's so good, dude.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and last but not least on this little podcast, we all on the Drinking Bros got a little movie coming out June 15th in theaters everywhere. So go to tugg.com, TUGG.com, and buy yourself some Range 15 tickets. It is in 450 cities, so it is in your goddamn area. Just type your zip code in. You'll see Mr. Matt Best's face on giant as fuck on that page next to William Shatner. Click on the box and buy some Range 15 tickets. The movie's coming out soon, boys. The movie's coming out.
I can't fucking wait.
It's like Jared Taylor. He's coming out soon.
What?
No.
Fat bottom curl.
Okay.
He's crowning.
That's Jared.
What does that even mean? I'm crowning. Like I'm having a baby?
Yeah, no, you're coming out. You're the baby. You're coming out.
Coming.
You're coming out into
I just
the world
the word
finally.
Coming.
Although, hey, did you guys watch that video I sent you today, that YouTube link that I said this is the funniest shit
dude,
I've seen in a while?
I love watching your shit, and I fucking missed that today.
Dude,
I missed it too. I was flying.
I'll explain it real quick. Ross, did you watch it?
no one watched
refresh
it.
Me?
Okay, it's Canadian. It's these Canadian guys that are hillbillies.
Oh, I did watch that, by the way.
Wasn't it funny?
Yes. It was Kenny, like Slater Kenny or Kenny something.
He goes, these like hipster but like college boys, you know, they're all fresh with the sunglasses and everything. And they're talking shit to these two country boys that are sitting at a fucking produce stand. And he goes, the college boy looks at the dude sitting down in a lawn chair. He goes, nice overalls. Do they come in men's? And the dude goes, no, you've come in enough men for the all of us.
Nice.
So that was the greatest fucking comeback I've ever heard in my life.
I like that
a lot.
Talking shit to each other. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Jared, I'm gonna interrupt you real quick. We've never done this on Drinking Bros before. But we actually have a breaking news story.
Whoa.
We do actually. What is it?
The very first ever penis transplant just went through.
Wait no shit.
Dead serious. It was a 64-year-old, a man named Thomas Manning. He lost his penis after it was amputated due to cancer. Oh, his new dick was attached by a team of doctors in a reconstructive surgery off of a dead guy. So he's got a new penis. This just went down right now.
Wait, did he get it?
Like right now.
Do we know if he upgraded or downgraded in size and
the
girth?
The doctor just released a statement. We're cautiously optimistic. This is uncharted waters for us. These are surgeons at Johns Hopkins,
and they
just did a press conference right now.
This is going to change the game.
That's fucking amazing.
You know, dude, I could actually sell my penis then for the future.
Dude,
like,
listen.
You know how much this fucking thing's going
to
be worth?
That's what I'm saying. I look at life like you're dead, but if your dick is reattached to another dude and it keeps going in life, you're fucking the world up, literally and metaphorically.
Listen, Ross, I mean, You already knew this. You've been sporting an elephant's trunk for the last 2 years of your life.
You sound envious of this.
No, like the like a baby elephant's trunk.
Why
like
is he
literal.
So excited?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not saying that Ross has a dick the size of a baby elephant. No, he has a baby elephant's trunk sewn to his fucking pelvis.
It's a real one. It's a real. We discussed this a couple shows ago. It's a real. It's a real.
Here's what I think about that story, Ross. You know all these chicks that go get fucking boob implants because of their insecurities because they don't want small tits or they look better in a shirt. It makes them look more sexy. This can turn into the guy's fucking $4,000. I got a bigger dick.
That's what I would say when it's like women want equal rights. I'm like, listen, you get fake asses, fake tits, fake everything. Can a guy get a fake dick?
Yeah, can I get a fake fucking dick?
Can I replace my tiny little 3-inch tuna can dick?
Side of mine because the potato dick.
Yeah, well, you have a potato dick. It's also so a lot of people don't know it's like a tuna can dick.
But
where you can't touch the bottom. You blow off the sides
like Laffy Taffy. And it's just kind of
it's a tuna can dick.
It's like there, but it's like Laffy Taffy. Like you bend it and it stays.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
What?
With the fake dick, you could bend and it stayed?
I want a hammerhead dick.
So you can fuck
a big head.
No, just so it's like really weird hammerhead. So when you pull out, it goes.
No. This already does that.
Oh, boy.
Because it's wide in the middle.
Them, but the center pops down. Yeah. That's so gross. You guys are sick.
This is a
fucking disgusting tonight. You guys have just gone real dark tonight.
No,
I'm talking about a classy penis transplant.
Don't you throw me into that fucking blender of shit show.
Don't come over here and tell
people are chugging entire bottles of whiskey over there, doing breathalyzers.
We just watched a full bottle for the first time in our lives. We watched a full bottle of Ledsinger's whiskey just get.
Look at Eli.
Down.
Eli is literally Obi-Wan right now. He's fucking feeling the force. He's staring at us with like. He's at the position of tension sitting.
If we would have filmed that, it would have been epic, and you fucking just went way too crazy and just finished it before we can get the camera out.
Rocco, I heard you almost downed a bottle at Fort Hood, at the Fort Hood screening of Range 15 last weekend. How was it?
I had no idea. Did I?
We didn't get to hang out that much.
We didn't, man.
Did you not? Do you not remember any of that screening whatsoever?
Man, I drank a lot because... Yeah, I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah, he's all right. We'll be all right.
We drank a lot.
Yeah, it was Daddy's weekend off. Let's do this.
You know? I got fucking wasted, Ross, and I played Freebird with the live band at the bar we all did the after party.
Oh, my God. I actually had that. I had the video, and I don't know where the fuck it went. But
someone posted on Facebook.
Post that video. Yeah, post that video, yeah.
It's yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. It was
no,
it was,
but
was
someone,
cool
someone
things.
On Facebook posted the actual whole entire thing. So
let me give you a quick
I thought
like,
it was
little,
way worse.
Scenario here.
All 9 minutes and 2 seconds.
9 minutes and 2 seconds.
Go the day before.
Oh, so yeah, let's start from this. So this weekend has been it was a fun weekend, man, of going out there and hanging out. We started at a bar that had a piano bar. So we took Vincent Marcus out there with us. It was the last minute. We called Vincent Marcus and was like, hey, man.
Who's been on the podcast before?
He's been on the podcast before.
Yeah,
he's
we love Vincent.
He's one of the
comedian.
Biggest.
Run to the show.
He's a comedian. He's one of the biggest Viners out there. The guy's a genius when it comes to social media. He was actually teaching me and Jared about Snapchat and how to do it right. But we get to this bar, and this piano guy, he's pretty good. He takes his 15-minute intermission. And I asked him, I was like, hey, do you mind if my buddy plays? And he goes, well, can he play? I'm like, well, yeah. He goes, well, yeah, well, then fuck it. Let him get in there. So JT goes in there and starts playing his little comfortable tunes. He can play pretty much anything you ask him to. So he's doing his thing, and the crowd's kind of noticing. And like, oh, fuck, this guy's pretty good. And then all of a sudden, Vincent Marcus grabs the mic, and they start doing Dr.
Well, yeah,
Dre
yeah,
and Eminem.
Drop
and
Dr.
I actually
Dre.
Know that on the piano. Is I know how to play Still Dre.
It's a nowadays everybody want to talk. They've
got
something
Dre.
To say, but nothing comes out.
Yeah. And so if you go with Vincent Marcus, he actually does a lot of different imitations, and he did.
He does a good Eminem.
Right, and
well,
Dr. Dre.
And a beautiful Dr. Dre.
Yeah, so that song, he actually plays both characters in their fucking exact voice. And so it's funny because the original pianist saw that he was about to do the song. He's like, well, I'll just go ahead and do Eminem. And so he tried to step in. The drummer jumps in because this shit's sounding really good already. The fucking pianist tries to jump in and realizes that fucking Vincent Marcus is better and just sits back. The crowd starts forming. People are tipping more than the fucking they have all
and
night.
And pulling out cell phones. Like, everyone's like, this is the fucking craziest shit I've ever seen because Vincent sounds so much. Like, if you were to ruin a bar,
he crushes.
Go in and have Vincent Marcus do Forgot About Dre and karaoke, and all of a sudden everything stops because it's like, they all of a sudden are like, holy fuck, we're listening to this live.
It was the guy was insecure and he felt bad after because these two dudes came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and
afterwards, he was
that's a hard show to follow up.
He was kind of a sourpuss to us because it was like you could tell as soon as he got back, he was trying to do everything he could to get everyone in the bar to to do what they just did, but nothing he was pulling out would suffice. So he tried Michael Jackson. He tried Smooth Criminal.
Yeah. This time so the whole bar now is shaking JT's hand and fucking Vincent Marcus's hand, asking who the fuck are these two dudes. So then let's go to the next day.
Yeah.
The next day,
day two,
we go to this bar, and then fucking Matt shows up. And
the whole theater went with us, by the way. So we had the entire theater from Fort Hood. So you're talking about 140 people just flood into a bar that all just finished watching Rain 15. They're all fans of R15 and Ranger
awesome.
Up.
Awesome,
like,
guys.
Like, amazing these guys dudes. Are all drinking bros and everything. They're all our dudes. So we have 150 of our dudes at this bar. Yeah.
And there's like five major YouTube characters there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we had Yusha Thomas. We had Vincent Marcus. Yeah,
Derek Wyda. Like,
yeah, Derek.
Everyone was there, dude. And so then the band's
Tim
about
Kennedy.
To stop. Tim Kennedy. So the band's about to stop playing. And then Matt goes up there and starts to play Freebird.
He's like, hey.
It was Mel. She's like, play Freebird. And I was like, no. And then when I got up on the stage, we're going to jokingly play it. And someone was like, play Freebird. And I was like, actually, fuck you. Here's 9 minutes of the song, asshole.
I'll give you the guitar. And he announces the crowd. He goes, normally this is like the one thing bands hate hearing ever when someone yells play Freebird. But we'll let this go because this guy asked if he could play it and his friends are tipping well.
Yeah. So here's the funny thing. I've seen Matt play this in Ranger Battalion during Guitar Hero.
old school days.
So I'm laughing like, wow, what a funny vision I'm having right now, seeing you and Hillenbrand on
but
the couch
at this
getting
point,
down.
Yeah. He gets
now,
on stage.
Yeah, on stage.
150 people walk from the bar outside to the stage. Now all of a sudden, this is the center of attention.
Game changer, dude.
Yeah, this band's been playing all night, and people are just sporadically out there, like kind of clapping, like, oh, good song.
There's more phones hanging out that fucking moment, dude, just to record Matt play Freebird.
Dude, I will say.
And you crushed it, dude.
Well, no, in the intro. So the intro, I forgot the second part of that. And like when you watch the video,
I was wasted.
I started laughing at it like that.
I fucked the piano.
But that's why I
looked at him. I was like, "Hey, let's just get through the verse, hit the fucking the solo," and I got that.
Yeah,
and then when that came in, I was comfortable. But like,
dude,
I forgot to play the exact riff.
Like, this is so fucking rad.
You go back to this like local band that's just like, what the fuck just happened?
They were super cool, though, man.
Yeah,
they were way cooler
than the piano guy. The piano guy hated it.
And the cool thing is that bar. Played. I mean, they sold Ledslingers, dude.
Yeah, that was funny.
No shit.
Yeah, they sold Ledslingers. We're fucking getting hammered off Ledslingers, and dude, it was a fucking cool.
And he played.
Night.
He let me play a Steve Ray Vaughan after, which I thought was cool. He's like, dude, "What else you know?" I was like, "I'm gonna fucking play that," and he sung that song too. That was a fun night, man. I love that kind of shit.
Yeah, it was an epic fucking night. Dude.
Fun fucking time.
It doesn't get any better than starring in your own movie, going across the street, and then drinking your own whiskey behind the bar,
dude. Crazy.
Dude, it was the people, man. I think that's what's so fun about like these the Indiegogo premieres is because everybody's not there. They're not a critic. They're not there for any alternative motives or working an angle. They're just there to enjoy. And that's what was so fun about like the Bragg and Hood premieres. Like people come out, they enjoy the movie with you, they laugh, they drink, and then we all go hang out together and we're all peers and everything. It's such a fucking
what a cool night.
Awesome time.
And then we ended up going to a little bonfire action and we didn't get home till like 4:30 in the morning. We realized like you just didn't realize how time was flying.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, Vigilant Guard. Hey, Chris, Vigilant Guard admin, he let us brought us back to the house. We did some bonfire and hanging out. It was just a cool night. It turned
That's
out
awesome.
To be a really cool night. And just being surrounded by people that get us, man. Just,
we missed you, Ross.
Yeah.
I know. Look, me, you and I were up until the wee hours the night before you left for Austin. We got into a skee ball competition.
You gotta bring it up.
It was weird because you got like you got housed in it.
Shut up! Like, you know what?
I didn't realize how competitive.
First of
Matt
all,
Best
I'll
is.
Let I'll go. I'll let Ross go in his you know
his story,
his tangent. But I will say when
it's
Ross
not a tangent, I mean like domination is domination.
Hey,
there's nothing
hey,
I can do about that.
Listen, if you I was going to give you an accolade real quick because when you and I were together, we had a fucking awesome game plan and we cleared all the fucking house. I was sinking the 50s and you were sinking the 100s and no one could even fucking touch us. So I even told Mel, I was like, you fucking asshole. Dude, we're having a competition in skee ball, right? Him and I are going back and forth. I won't get into who won every game because I won some too. But then I jokingly, I spread my legs and I was like, Ross, you can't compete with this 50, bitch. I throw it between my legs as a joke into the 50. And I was like, we made
That's
it.
Game
I was,
over.
I was like, game over, dude. You got fucking nothing, dude. And Ross is like, yeah, well, guess what? 100. I'm like, I ain't worried about it. Throws it. Looks the other way, sinks the 100 as if he fucking, he's, what's his, what's the Kobe NBA guy? Stephen, Jeff, Curry. Stephen Curry, dude, just walked away.
No way.
And I was like, fuck, 1 in 1,000 fucking million chance to sink that one.
Touche.
Yeah, and he just, he walked out, and I was like, fuck you,
walked
dude.
Walked out of the bar, the bar erupts, they, two people try to carry me out.
It was all on skee-ball.
Everyone goes
crazy.
Two
people tried to carry me out of there on their shoulders.
Yeah. Ross was actually trending. It was trending at the moment.
He's trending on Twitter
dude,
for the next 24
like
hours.
Three or four skee-balls for handicapped kids.
Jimmy Kimmel.
I autographed three or four skee balls for handicapped children. There's a parade that's going to be next Tuesday in Wilmington, North Carolina. They're giving me the key. They're going to take everybody. Kids can take the day off of school. You can come out and meet me and shake my hand, the same hand that I beat Matt with in skee ball.
So good. That was a clutch shot. I like how I get literally frustrated over losing a skee ball on a fucking, what was that, a Sunday night?
I think it was a Friday night, and here's the thing: it was a triple overtime match because we had tied.
Yes.
And then I beat you again, and I didn't know how competitive you were about everything. God. Like,
You got that shot on me, Ross. I will give you that one because I thought I was clutch when I threw that between my legs and landed the 50. I was like, you can't top that.
Hey,
and you got it.
Let's talk about some competition, Ross. Did you see that fight in the Major League Baseball?
Oh, that was dope. Dude.
Oh, it was amazing,
dude. Did
that
dude not throw the perfect
incredible
right punch,
dude? Right over that left, right center
dude,
jaw.
The
dude
about fucking went out.
Who? It was the Blue Jays and the Texans, right?
Yes, the Texas Rangers.
So I was actually driving the guy at the airport today, and he told me the backstory. Apparently, that guy that got hit in the face hit the win, the winning run
there
last year.
Yeah, so there's history there, so right, there was already tension.
Yeah, exactly.
And so,
here's the thing. So he hit the home run, and then he tossed his bat about 7 feet in the air.
Right. So in baseball, there's a lot of etiquette, and so when you celebrate a home run as if you just fucking won the World Series with it, it's disrespectful as fuck. Right?
Really?
You're supposed to act like you've done it, right? So you hit the home run, you just walk off, you just do your thing. So when you celebrate, if you throw the bat like in the air,
and
just kind of like, yeah, that's like, oh fuck you, motherfucker, and that's
no
what it
shit
feels like. Yeah, yeah. So as a pitcher, if a guy does that to me and he just hit a home run, I'm like, next dude's getting fucked up, and you'll hit, it's just kind of the game.
No shit.
Yeah, so there's a lot of culture behind it. So that was held all the way till this year.
Yeah, because when I watched it originally, he slid into like second base or whatever it was, and I was like, oh man, that's not really like getting in a fist fight. Then
so,
I got heard
the
backstory.
So first of all, the guy got hit by a 96 mile an hour fastball.
Ouch.
Listen, you're a pro baseball player. You don't do that unless you fucking mean to. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So the dude meant to fucking hit the dude. So already this guy is going to first base. He goes, fuck it, I'm going to break up this double play hardcore. The fact he slid through the bag that hard is him saying, fuck you.
Right.
Dude, the shortstop's like, no, fuck you. Boom.
Dude, yeah. he tagged him so fucking
good. So it was
good.
Such a good fight. Dude, and that's the part of baseball that people like. That's the game. Disrespect, and everyone's going to step in.
It was a man sport
for
one day.
It was
great.
It's a great spot.
So,
dude, it was good.
Speaking. Hey, Matt, to break that down just one more time. So if I'm going to put it
up
in skee ball terms, if someone throws a 50 and then the next guy throws 100, that's what it's like.
Okay.
You're going 50 to 100 real quick. You know?
Just throw that down.
Well, if we're going to talk about sports.
Maybe the charity boxing match is going to be Matt and Ross other than Kanye and Ross.
Do you know sports, JT?
Sports. Last night, I watched The Replacements.
What?
The movie?
Oh, yeah.
The football
movie? Yeah. Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I love that
and
movie.
And I was just the whole night, I was thinking how funny it would be if, I texted Ross and said, listen, Two Wheels of Loneliness is like the fucking, that's just going to be funny as fuck to do. But I say it might end all be all dream project if we did a high school football movie.
Jeez.
Where all of us play high school.
Dude.
Ross is the quarterback. So,
Ross would be the quarterback.
It's our own version of fucking, like, what is it? Blue what? What is it? Varsity
Blue Mountain State. Blitz. Yeah.
Wait,
Blue Mountain State.
Hey, what would be the positions? Ross would definitely be quarterback.
I'm defense. I'm a linebacker.
I think I'm the running back.
Yeah. He's the star receiver.
Yeah.
Receiver,
yeah,
running back.
Yeah,
Jared's like one of those dirty linemen.
Jared's
who's just
the fat
like
kicker. He's just.
I know. I'm not the kicker. I'm an outside linebacker.
You're the fat kicker.
Dude, you're on extra teams.
I'm on the line.
Okay,
I'm the center.
Yeah, that, maybe. Maybe the center.
He like, just
I'm the linebacker, motherfucker. You're not the linebacker.
Just think how funny that would be.
You're the water boy.
The entire movie takes place in a locker room in a football field.
No, here's what it is. Like, here it is. You're
well,
the,
no, you got to go to high school. No, dude. Like, we got to see you. And, like, we got to go to high school.
JT's the dude that just never plays and then, like, he's Rudy. He's Rudy. Yeah. You come for one play and win the game for just, like, we carry you off
with
the
his
end,
tummy
right?
out.
Because, oh, my God. He did it. Jared did it somehow.
You know what I would actually enjoy? Yeah, he blocks the game winning kick. He jumps over and his stomach just blocks the football.
Just slow motion.
The old school football jersey where it's like his belly's hanging out.
Yeah, the ripple.
Yeah, he's got a crop top on, a crop top,
that.
And it just
there's nothing wrong
it
with
glances
that.
Off the belly and it's no good. Yeah. No
you're,
good.
You're
it's
the
wide
mascot
right.
slash player. You're almost like the down syndrome kid that never plays, and then the
I
one special
on the team.
We let him
give
play.
It up. Give it up for the Crimson Jared.
Yeah,
wait,
stop.
What?
Yeah, he plays.
We
on
have
the
to
team.
Have the dynamic of all of us on the team.
You're on the team, bro. But you're not really on the team,
no,
bro.
I'm a starter. I'm a starter.
No.
He
no.
goes for the coin flip. Good job, Jared. Yep. Go sit down.
Yeah. He's the captain on the coin flip, but then he's benched. He's
like, the captain of the coin flip team.
There's no coin
That's
flip
your job.
Team.
You're a
That's
captain.
All you
you're
do.
A captain.
Yeah, you're
like
a captain.
You just
the
make
coin
sure
flip.
The cheerleaders stay on point, all right?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what? Cheerleaders? Who?
I would,
yeah,
well, I would play
maybe
the,
I'm on extra team
play
then.
The cheer coach.
Yeah.
Hey!
Matt's elite
Let's get those kicks higher, ladies.
I'd be the worst. I'd be sticking fingers every
Isn't
time
that,
the whole
cheer,
girl's up.
Cheer, what do they call it? The yell leader.
But like too good at it where you're just like, yeah. why is he that motivated to be
just,
a male cheerleader?
Smile with the heart on. Like, yeah, I'm good at this.
I mean, we literally merge Varsity Blues and Bring It On and Porky's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I like that idea.
I'm down. Because, like, you do it. Look, all those 80s movies were played by, like, 35-year-old dudes.
That's why it's funny.
I want to be the
linebacker. That's why it's really funny.
I want to be the linebacker that just kills kids. Like, oh, another kid dead?
And
God damn.
In the movie, like, we all play the high schoolers, but the other team is played by actual 16-year-olds.
Like, God. Oh I want to be the guy that
Run
came out of juvie.
So
I got
good.
Out of juvie. I'm here playing like, just linebacker.
Bro, you're, like, 33 years old. Like, I'm 16.
Nope.
I'm a senior.
My four kids are there watching the game.
My birthday's in June.
My 13-year-old daughter's cheering me on.
Yeah, you're doing like
wet
out American summer.
I thought you were in high school. I am. I had her when I was four.
I feel like, Ross, you wouldn't even throw the game-winning pass. You'd do a handoff, and then you would take all the credit for it.
Oh, boy.
Just like that stupid fucking skee-ball match.
Gosh, that's going to haunt your dreams forever. But you know what's fucked up is, so I get this text from Jared last night. I watched an amazing movie last night that I haven't cried at a movie in a long time. I'm not going to lie. I was weepy at this one. And then I get this fucking text from Jared. You know what we should all do? Be in a high school football movie together.
Dude, so funny.
Yeah, by the way, so Jared, what you don't know about that text last night is I was actually watching a high school movie when you texted me. And I was crying, and it actually made me feel better. Like I was laughing. I haven't cried in a movie in a long time.
What movie
it was
did you
a,
cry
it was
on?
Yeah. What movie is it?
It was a movie called Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl.
Whoa, dude! I've heard of it.
I have not.
It was at Sundance. It's on HBO now, and it was one of the most incredible films I've ever seen. And I was like, fuck. I haven't cried at a movie in a long goddamn time. I think The Notebook.
That. Text me that. I'd like to check that one out.
Yeah, it was amazing. It got me thinking. I was like, Jesus, I haven't cried at a movie in a long time. Like maybe The Notebook or something, where it was like I looked away, cried.
Did
but this
you cry
one,
The Notebook?
I teared up on The Notebook
did
for
you?
Sure. Yeah,
I didn't cry on The Notebook. Dude, I'm a crier, dude. I'm a dude that like gets really involved. Like
really,
13th hour?
When he was like, how far can our love take us? And they both die in the bed together. Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, that's
that beat me
you
up.
You know, it's funny. There's certain things that get me. Like father daughter stories get me. Death of a kid gets me.
Air Bud.
The emotion, fucking asshole.
What? I'm serious.
Bud,
when he
dude,
leaves the dog on the
you.
Island and leaves with the boat,
dude. I'll tell you.
Done.
What, hey, what was it? Spider-Man? When fucking Mary Jane died in Spider-Man?
I never saw that.
God,
the
I
last
mean,
movie
I about
cried,
broke. Dude.
And you
the
didn't
last
cry
movie
in
I really,
Notebook.
I really
didn't cry. Notebook.
The last movie I really fucking got fucked up over was Concussion.
Oh no!
Because I felt
really
so
was
bad.
It good?
Well, the thing
what?
Was,
Ross, you haven't watched that.
You haven't seen
Concussion? No, I've not seen it.
Dude, watch the motherfucking movie, bro.
I'm kind of like Will Smith after the Scientology movie.
I'm the same.
I was done.
I was done with Will Smith. I fucking hate Will Smith. You will forget it's Will Smith.
Yeah,
You'll forget it's Will Smith.
You really do. So the old thing was behind that is I kind of understand his position. He was trying to do what was right. He had come to America because he thought they'd do what is right, and he was silenced by a corporation that just destroyed everything that he did.
What an insane
and that's what really got me. It was like, you know, you guys are all full of shit. Every one of you is full of shit. All you do is say, oh, we're all about integrity. We're all about this. We're all about this, and you're all full of fucking shit. You're all about the dollar.
It was a good movie, dude. You got to watch it.
And you know the NFL just paid out $15 billion for concussion lawsuits.
Oh, dude, crazy.
What's funny is the second that we finished People versus OJ, Caitlin's like, he has the fucking concussion thing. Like,
he does.
Hands down. There's no way. She's like,
there's been a lot of talk about that he does.
As soon as he, if you look at the symptoms.
Yes, his whole life.
The aggression that increases.
Watch concussion, then watch the fucking
then
show.
Then People versus OJ.
And you're going to be like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
This guy had a medical issue.
He lost his fucking mind, is what happened. He lost his mind, dude.
Yeah. Dean, Ross, and this is going to suck your dick a little bit. The last movie that I cried in was 50K and a Call Girl.
Wow. Yep.
Oh, my movie. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You know what's funny about that, Matt?
Well,
the movie I watched last night reminds me of that.
If you watch Ross has a lot of crazy, he's just an insane dude, but if you want to watch one film to see how diversified his thought processes are in
his writing.
Yeah, check out 50K and a Call Girl. I don't think it's on Netflix anymore, but you can it's on iTunes. That's where I watched it.
I literally had to text him. Are you really dying?
Dude, well you watched it and then I watched it and I was like, yeah. Oh, okay, I'll get some silly humor, and I was like halfway through, I was like, fuck, is this
dude,
and at the end, dude, I was just
okay.
like, God
it
damn it, dude.
Okay.
It destroyed me, dude, because it was like, ah, oh, dude, it was too
the whole
real.
Vibe.
It was too real, dude. It was too real.
It's a beautiful film. So that's the last movie I can legit say.
Bravo, Ross.
Fuck.
Yeah, you know the one movie that I cried three times on in two because out of excitement and one out of like hurt was what's the boxing movie that was Southpaw.
Southpaw. Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, dude.
Super fucking good. And it starts off intense too.
It does. It fucked me up. So it's exact two times I was like, yes. Yeah. And one time I was like, fuck, dude. So
I
sad.
Got really, really excited at that robot boxing movie.
That's a good movie.
Oh boy, that fucking Hugh
That's
Jackman
movie.
I love that
movie.
Too.
We go from Matt telling a touching story about, you know, one of my movies and how dramatic it was, and then the fucking robots fighting each other with Hugh Jackman.
You know what was also really good was that Disney movie that recently came out called Tomorrowland. I think that's the title.
Yeah, that's
Have
good,
you seen
that's
that?
That's a good movie.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucking amazing. Like,
yeah.
Again, really, really good quality. But hands down, Ross, like from filmmaking, from you know, calling myself an amateur filmmaker, I think People versus OJ, and I will refer to this as a single film, even though it's 10 episodes, it is the best production I've ever seen in my life from start to finish in every aspect.
Dude,
I am so...
We were telling you this.
So hard on the fucking DP in that, and the director.
Dude, me and Ross were telling you guys this, and you were giving looks like, yeah, I'll check it out. And it's like, dude, that blew me away, that fucking story, because we all lived through the story, and then to see it.
It's not only that, it is the respect that I have for that director and that DP to go the extra mile for that detail. And the little things that they did to recreate the feeling and recreate the actual scenes. I mean, I was pausing the movie and then pulling up like the Barbara Walters interview in the end.
Yes.
I paused it and pulled up the Shapiro Barbara Walters. He literally said the exact lines that Shapiro said in the Barbara Walters interview. It's like, this is so fucking good.
It is.
This is so fucking good.
Dude, you can't even almost pick apart the real and the actor.
No,
dude.
You can't. Because you question the whole movie.
Yes.
Is this what was said behind the scenes?
I was sitting there watching Judge Ito, thinking it was actually Judge Ito. I'm thinking, fuck, dude, stop getting so in-depth into it. I get so fucking caught up.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, man. I mean, the casting on that was superb. And like in the end, again, like I know I wrote this on Facebook, but I was like, I'm starting to wonder if this motherfucker is even guilty. Like what the verdict's going to be. That's how exciting it was. Yeah. Like,
I mean, it's to me, and I'm saying it all around on that one, all around, like from the casting to the directing to the DP to everybody's job in that movie, down to the sound design and the composer and the person that scored the movie. That movie is the only one I've ever seen get it 100 times over right. And like I was saying on that last podcast when we talked about this, you rarely get the chance to get this opportunity to tell that story because of the people that you have to get to sign off on these things, like to tell that story. So the fact, yeah. Number one, the fact that this ever got made is a miracle. And then the way that they did it is like out of this fucking world, how they knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, man. I mean, they really crushed it in every facet. And it'll be interesting to see, like, at the Emmys and Golden Globes, because a lot of them will be up in the same categories. I mean, how do you not nominate that whole cast?
That was something I was talking about with another film guy yesterday. Who gets what award? Because every last fucking one of them murdered it out of the park. I mean, everybody did. Everybody did.
And now that you're finished, you almost want to go back and rewatch it again. It's that fucking good.
I really will. I'm sure I will.
And that's what I was thinking. Like, what's next? Like, what we were talking about that, man. I can't wait to see whatever they choose.
I hope film school studies.
We obviously have a bet.
Yeah, we thought. I think the majority choice was what was her name? That the
Casey Anthony or JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah.
Damn, man. I'm excited to see whatever they do.
I'm leaning towards Kathy. We know we have a bet on this.
Well, like, here's the thing. After we had this conversation, Ross, like, here's why I think it won't be Casey Anthony. Because the dynamic of the case for Casey Anthony was not a mystery. It was, we know this child was killed in the care of either the mother or the grandmother. So, but the JonBenet Ramsey case is still like an absolute mystery. No one knows. There was nothing in there. No one, you know, the parents are saying that there was a break-in. There's evidence that she was in the basement. There's all this other thing. So that's why I don't think it'll be Casey Anthony, just because of the dynamic of the case was, you're not battling how did this person die or how did this happen. You're battling whose fault it is and such like that, whereas the JonBenet case was much more of a mystery, just like the OJ case.
You love your JBR. You really do love your JBR, dude. JonBenet Ramsey.
Though. I'm going off of court dynamics. Like, how do you follow up OJ? And the Casey Anthony dynamics of that case are just not interesting enough. Like, what their lawyers were fighting to prove are not interesting enough for you to tell a 10 series story on, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, look, we'll find out soon. Yeah. All the pilots right now are coming out. I just saw a trailer for Lethal Weapon, the TV show today.
Oh, interesting. Who's playing those?
It's going to ruin my childhood, dude.
I don't know who's playing
on
that.
On Fox, they are doing The Exorcist, has also been picked
Briggs!
Up at Fox.
Briggs!
It's my favorite,
Exorcist,
dude.
Yeah,
Exorcist,
I fucking.
Dope. I love Exorcism.
I will say that Lethal Weapon is up there in my top, like.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, I mean, what's the one with fucking.
How do you recreate that, though?
You don't.
No, those in Die Hard. Those in Die Hard were killers.
And like Predator, it's like when Adrian Brody tries to play the role of fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm like, you're a 140-pound little bitch. Don't act like you're going to slap around a fucking Predator.
Real? Is that real?
Yeah. You didn't watch Predators? Adrian Brody played the fucking lead of that movie as if he was a fucking badass. At the end of the movie, he's all mudded up just like fucking Arnold was in Predator 1.
Stop,
Adrian.
Yeah.
And he's like bitch slapping him. Dude, it was... walked out of the fucking movie.
Next year, Hollywood has a new action star that's actually done shit that can play parts like that.
Who?
That's big.
Who?
Mr. Matt Best.
I'm just saying.
There's no one that compete.
Man.
Fucking Zac Efron
really
can't fucking come in this town.
Yeah.
He can come in this town. He can come in this town or anywhere he wants.
Hey, don't say that around Rocco. Rocco is Zac Efron is doing Baywatch with The Rock right now.
No. But you know what movie he's doing right now that I really like is Neighbors 2.
Really? No, dude, you need a Neighbors 2?
Actually, Neighbors 2 looks better than Neighbors 1.
It looks better than Neighbors 1.
The trailer did.
It's a bunch of chicks. And then Zac Efron comes back to try and help that family. Dude, it looks funny.
I mean, I think he's a funny dude. But at the end of the day, bro.
He's got nothing on Matt.
He's never been to war.
He's got nothing on Matt.
He's never been to war.
Definitely got nothing.
Yeah. And that's what that's what I hope. You guys happens.
He's never been to war.
You're being really nice right now. It's weirding me out. Ross, will you tell me that you beat me in skee ball? Because I'm getting weirded
after
out.
This movie, I hope you
seen
take
Matt's
jobs.
Dick? It's amazing.
I hope you take jobs from guys like that.
I've seen it a lot.
I've done a lot of
talking about doing
I've done a lot of helicopter dicks. Sorry.
I hope they cast you
a Spawn. We've been working on helicopter cock.
You know, in the new song, Helicopter Cock, I tend to do helicopter cock when I'm drunk.
And I just love the smell of that. When you do it, it smells like
you guys have a song coming out soon, right? Take Your Pants Off is coming out this week.
Yeah, did you just say you guys?
Aren't you part of Lincoln's box seats?
How about we, Phagmo?
Leave a fucking verse open then for the Messiah, and then we can say we you know what I'm saying?
We got this one done, man. We had to get this one done because we're on a time crunch.
Yeah, we actually.
Right now, I'm standing outside the fire like Corky in that Garth Brooks song, and I'm just. I'm left out in the cold.
Don't worry, we have plenty of these to come, man. We just had to get this one knocked out in a fast time, and
we already got the next one. Where you wet at?
Where you wet at?
Where you wet at?
Where you wet at? Where you wet at?
It's walk up to the bar, and I'm like, where you wet at?
It's so funny. We have a list of fucking songs that we need to just get done
because rap is so bad.
Yeah,
Rocco. If I'm left out of the next one, dude, I'm gonna open up. You know, John Wilkes Truth, and then it's going to be an East Coast West Coast rap war.
I'll jump ship for this motherfucker for the fun of it.
You got to go Kennedy's convertible.
That would be pretty funny if we had like
Kennedy's convertible. Yeah, it'll be two.
We're already fake rappers, so it's like beef between two fake rappers. Yeah,
dude, I'm down. Let's do it.
You used to be my boy, but you're not.
Yeah, because I fucked your couch,
dude.
When you weren't
Kennedy's convertible. Is coming for Lincoln's box seats.
Oh, it didn't rhyme.
All right, Ross, who's our drinking bro of the week?
Our drinking bro of the week is a guy who wrote in all the way up. Is a guy named Chris Poff, P-O-F-F.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
His stepdad, Jake, lost his life to cancer.
Damn.
This was the, I know, a lot of cancer, man. Fuck cancer.
God damn.
This is so much cancer.
This is the 2-year anniversary, and he wrote in and he said, you know, that this show. He hasn't felt this great about life since he used to hang out with his dad and laugh and joke around and have drinks with him. And on the 2-year anniversary, he wanted to give a shout out to his dad and say how much he means to him. And then if he was alive today, he'd be having drinks, listening to Drinking Bros. He loves the show. He was a sheriff of the Brevard County, Florida unit for 17 years.
Fuck, badass.
Nice. And then, they said all the sheriffs took care of him and his fam after they passed.
Cheers.
They wanted to thank him for an amazing service.
Cheers.
So cheers. Cheers to Chris Poff.
I've got one more thing for
that's
you,
That's fucking
Ross.
Awesome, man.
And this is from,
cheers, Chris.
One of our sponsors of Range 15. They had a message for us to put out, and that's Tactical Shit. And Gurkha Cigars have partnered to send 100 Pelican-style case humidors with 20 fine Gurkha sniper cigars,
wow,
a badass knife, challenge coin, and limited edition morale patch to members of special operations community that are in harm's way. All cigars must be shipped to an APO-FPO address in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan to SOCOM SOCOM contractors are also welcome. OPSEC is 100%. All you have to do is be one of the first 100 vetted applicants at shop.tacticalshit.com. The promotion is called Smoke 'em After You Smoke 'em. That's $25,000 worth of fine cigars that they're sending out for free. So if you are a special operator and you would like a free box of cigars out of a Pelican-style humidor, just go to shop.tacticalshit.com and send in your credentials, and they will send you some free cigars.
And those are actually legit. Very good cigars.
Yes, I love the Gurkhas.
Yeah, exactly. I've smoked them, and they're good. It's like a
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this show ended on a high note. I like it a lot. Free cigars,
it started
free spur
off,
for people.
Yeah, you know, it's good times.
It started off great, man. That's what Drinking Bros is all about. We love everybody who writes in and tells us their stories. We love people who call in and give away shit to people overseas. Like, God damn it, this is a great show. If I could put my dick on the microphone, I would. That's how much I love this show.
Mine's on the microphone right now. Is that cool?
That's good.
Is it cool? I love it.
Does it? But I bet it doesn't go all the way up.
All the way up.
Well, for Drinking Bros, I am Ross Patterson, Jared Taylor, Araco, and Mr. Matt Best. We are out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We love you.
We're out like my mom and during my childhood. Wait, what the fuck?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Man. And again, dude, if I'm not on that next song, motherfucker, Kennedy's convertible's coming after you, dude.
I'm all
the way
up.
Play a rap song at the end of this.
Take
dude. Fuck off.
Love you guys.
We love you guys. Good night.